Dear Linda and Robert and Denise and Bob and all the gathered family and friends of Betty, grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I know that you all have a huge store of memories. I've been looking at them out in the pictures of Betty. And you have those to hold on to. But remember among those memories also to hold on to the joy of the salvation that she held on to. Though I will miss seeing her and having her greet me here after services with her warmth and her brightness, my task this afternoon isn't to tell stories or anecdotes from Betty's life. That's been your job the last several days, and it'll continue to be so. And also, her son-in-law, Bob, today will share a bit in a eulogy before our closing hymn. But my task right now is to remind you of Betty's Savior, of the one who died for her, the one who rescued her, and the one who promised her and each of us this day life eternal, that eighth day life, that eternal life. As we sang a few minutes ago, come, Christian, follow where our captain trod. That's what she did. She followed Jesus Christ, trusting in him fully and in his salvation. Now, today is a day of deep feelings and mixed feelings. It's certainly a day unlike any other. Yes, we rejoice that Betty is no longer bound by illness or debilitation. We're glad for the freedom and life and joy that she now possesses in the presence of her Lord Jesus Christ. And we're also happy that she has no pain. She has no confusion, no sorrow. She lacks nothing at all and has all that the Lord has promised to those who trust in him as she did. Again, as we read in the epistle lesson a few moments ago, we are not ignorant about those who fall asleep or grieve like the rest of men who have no hope. We do have hope, but we still grieve. It's a time to mourn, as Ecclesiastes reminded us. We rightly mourn over the loss of Betty's presence with us. Death, many of you have heard me say it before, death isn't what we are created for. It interrupts God's design for us. We are made for life, for love, for relationship. And death is an unwelcome intruder. It's an unwelcome intruder into the relationships that we've been created for. To have her taken away in death, though now it's been transformed into a doorway in Christ, granting her joy in the Lord, death still has closed the door to our joy with her on earth with us. So again, today is a day of mixed feelings for us. Today we remember the full and generous life in Christ that Betty lived, and the life that she was glad to share with others. She loved her Lord and trusted in him alone. She trusted in him for her salvation, for her peace, and for her wholeness. She understood what Jesus said in the gospel lesson today, where Jesus speaks of going to prepare a home for his followers to come to. The lesson tells us that Jesus has gone ahead of his followers into heaven to make preparations for them that was needed there. Now, in Jesus' day, a bridegroom in preparation for his bride would add rooms onto his own father's house. Those rooms would form the home that the new husband would bring his bride to in his father's house. That was part of the marriage preparation. That was the man's responsibility. In the gospel lesson today, Jesus says that he is going to his father's house where there are many rooms, to prepare a place for his followers. Those listening to Jesus say these words for the first time, they all knew the marriage tradition of the day and would have instinctively caught on to what Jesus meant. Jesus has gone ahead to heaven to make a new home with his Father for all of Jesus' followers. A home where we would be welcome when the Father calls us home, just as he has called Betty home. Because of Jesus, no one can snatch us out of our Heavenly Father's hand. That's what the Lord tells us in the gospel lesson today. Though Betty is safely at home in Jesus, we still live in a world that tries to grab us away from the Lord. We see a world of hurt and of sorrow and suffering, and it's brought on by our own sin. Betty understood that. She understood the sorrow of suffering. But she also knew. And she trusted in what Jesus made clear to Thomas in the gospel lesson, that Jesus alone is the way, the truth, and the life. And so now, Betty has gone beyond faith. She no longer needs it. She now enjoys what her hope longed for, life in the presence of Christ, her Savior. She now possesses that and no longer needs faith or hope. She knew that by his suffering on the cross, Jesus takes away all our suffering. And by his resurrection, he makes for us the way home, home to our Heavenly Father, where Jesus is and has prepared a place for us to join him there. By his word of promise, he will take us with him, where he's taken Betty, and where we're forever set free from the power of sin and Satan and suffering and death. Having heard the gospel proclaimed to her throughout her life, Betty knew God's word and that the promises of Christ were hers by grace through faith alone. Again, as we read the gospel lesson today, Jesus says, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me." That's what Betty did here on earth. She trusted in Jesus, and because of that, her earthly heart was never troubled about where she would spend eternity. Through her baptism, she received the Holy Spirit and lived her life reflecting the love and generosity of her Savior. And her confirmation verse, Hebrews 13:5, says, "Be content with what you have, for he has said, 'I will never leave you nor forsake you,'" which, in addition to being a favorite verse, gave Betty a guide that she used all her life. She understood that God, by sending his Holy Spirit to us, had given each of us hearts that are full with the love of the Lord, and from which we are to share with others that same love of Jesus. She knew and held close the words of her Savior. Jesus' words gave her hope and joy in knowing that she would be home with him in his Father's heavenly mansion. Again, as we sang, she followed Jesus, knowing that he is the way, the truth, and the life for all who trust in him, just as she did. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. May the words of our mouth and meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our Redeemer. Amen.